you for returning to Sassy Tones Podcast. Today I wanted to talk about the nightmare of happiness. Most people won't understand the title until we get into the content. So, nobody never believes you're abused until you're dead or in the hospital fighting for your life. A lot of things we hear from people when we do say that we're abused is they seem so nice and caring. What did you do? I don't see anything wrong with you. You don't have a black eye. You don't have no bruises. You look well kept. Girl, you're making that up. You're just mad at him. He doesn't even raise his voice. He's a good man. If it's that bad, why don't you just leave? People don't understand. Just leave. If you're 5 minutes in a relationship, you can just leave. But the more you put into that relationship, the harder it is to leave. The reason why it's hard to leave doesn't have anything to do with the abuse per se. It has to do with the fear factor. Because you know you're going to do something to cause some kind of negative reaction, even if it's just you said hello the wrong way when he comes home. But the fear is, if I leave him, is he going to find me? And am I going to get it worse than I've ever had it before? The fear is walking down the street and every 2 seconds turn around and look because you're afraid he's right behind you. The fear is to live. Nobody understands that unless you've been in this situation. Just to live, you're in fear because you're looking around every corner. You're looking up every stairs. You're looking up every tree, which sounds ridiculous. But when you have that fear, it's not ridiculous. It's your life. So a lot of times when you don't have that support, you call a friend. And that friend's like, girl, you just upset. That man ain't doing nothing to you. You know that person, as soon as he called, gonna say, yeah, she's sitting right here. So that's not getting away from anything. Sometimes even your parents don't get it. Your mother will give you some advice that you won't believe that she gave you. Like, you know, just go ahead. You guys work it out. You need to talk. Okay. Yeah, we need to talk. Talking is what got us in this in the first place. Who else you gonna call? Most of the time when you're in an abusive relationship, you don't even have your own money. You don't have anything. You're broken down to the smallest minute of person. You don't feel worthy. You don't feel loved. You damn sure are not appreciated by no means. Once again, I'll say, leaving is not an option. You feel he will find you and beat you up worse than ever. Looking over your shoulder, even everything scares you. Easier to live in it than run from it. People say that's crazy, but it's true. Because the only fear you have is him coming home. Or saying the wrong thing. Or cooking the wrong thing. That is all at home, and you know that it's there. But when you leave, it's all the unknown that is the problem. Because you're turning around. Is he behind me? Like I said before, is he in that tree? Sounds funny, but hey. Anything above your head, below your feet, to your side, you're looking. You're looking in cars. If you feel a car followed you for too long, is that him? it might not be his car, but you're thinking, did he borrow it from somebody you don't know? You go through a lot of emotions when you run. Because a lot of times, we don't turn them in. Because we know they're going to get out. The one thing about abuse is, they go to jail, but they don't stay in jail. So now you still have that fear. So then you're wondering, what did I do this for if I'm still have the same issue, the same problem, the same fear? The one thing about being abused, it breaks you down. You lose you. You're in a state of depression all the time. There is no love. You don't even know what love is anymore. You lost that emotion for love. Because the person that says that they're going to love you is beating you, is talking bad to you, is making you feel like you shouldn't even exist as a human being. Then the pain, just the fact that you don't even know how you got in the situation and you hurt every day. Not just the physical pain, but the mental pain is crazy. You don't know what to think anymore. You even start hating yourself. You hate that person, but you love that person, which is, it sounds crazy, but it's true. You can love a person and hate a person. You hate their actions, but you love that person that you fell in love with. You say to yourself, that person is still in there. I know he loves me. But at the same time, you hate the fact that he could raise his hand, smack the shit out of you, punch you, choke you, throw you around like a baby doll, talk to you like you're not a human being. You hate that part. You even hate that part of yourself, that you even accepted it. You made excuses for it in the beginning. We all do. He lost his job. He's having a hard time. He had a rough upbringing. You just don't understand. I understand him. But then as it keeps going on and on and on, you don't get it. Like, now what have I done? Or you say, you act like that bitch that I used to be with. And when she did this, she was cheating on me. You ain't even left the house, left his side. Haven't even talked on the phone. And now you're cheating. Because of his insecurities of relationships that he's been in prior, you're taking the consequences of it. And that's why I say life is like a business and you have to run it as such. When you want to invest in something, you investigate. These days, you have to investigate the person that you want to be with. And I don't mean criminally. I mean, we should. But I'm not talking about criminally. I'm talking about just in general. A lot of times, we think we know that person. Look, there's the honeymoon part of the whole relationship where everybody's on their best behavior. But guess what? You can only keep that up for so long. If it's a facade, you can only keep it up for so long before the real you comes out. And women, that's what we should wait for. Men too, because men get abused as well. We need to wait for that real person to come out. That real person, it's hard to keep up an act for 6 months. 3 months? Oh, you could do that because you ain't seen that person all the time. 6 months, it starts wearing on you because why? Now you want to spend time at each other's house and you're doing more and more things together to cause an attitude or to cause the anger to come out or to cause just anything, any odd behavior. Because like I said, you're doing more and more things. You're not just going to the movies and going out to dinner. You're actually spending time at each other's house, sometimes sleeping over, waking up in the morning. You get to learn a lot as your relationship progresses. So to jump and say, in 3 months, I'm ready to get married, You don't even know that person. You really, truly don't know that person. The one thing that is hard is when you have to walk around on eggshells in your own house. You learn not to say anything. Agree with him just to make the house happy. Yeah, right. Because you're going to do something else that's going to cause a negative reaction. You're telling the kids, your dad is coming home. Get what you need and go to your room. And don't come out until I tell you so. What kind of life is that for your children? I understand. I really understand the hard road of being abused. And I understand all the things that we have to go through. And it's hard to run when it's just you. But when you have kids, it's even harder. But the sad part about it is, we bring up kids in that situation, it hurts them. It makes them look at relationships differently. It makes them look at women differently if they're boys. It makes girls almost accept the behavior in their own relationship. Excuse me. I hate going anywhere with this person. Oh my God, because they could flash out at any moment. You know, you be talking and laughing and all of a sudden, they don't yell, but they use this tone that makes everybody stop and look. Now you're embarrassed as hell. Like, why are you even using this tone? Why are you embarrassing me? I come to this store all the time. Because you want to make sure to go to the same store all the time so he knows that there's nothing going on. He's going to the store, but then he don't want to be patient enough to wait. It's like a rush game. You got to hurry up and get in. You better have your list together and know what you're going. And that's why it helps going to the same store, because you know what aisles to go to. Because you in and out of the store in 15 minutes. You done filled up a whole basket, paid for the food, and out in 15 minutes. Just because you don't want that lion to come out, that voice, that negativity, and for the people where you shop to say, poor girl, she just don't know what she got herself into, or give you that look. You don't want that. That is so embarrassing, and to do that to your mate is just not right. But this is what happens. You're so unhappy and don't know how you're going to get your happiness back. You're crying constantly. You know, when nobody's around, you try to be as strong as you can. But when nobody's around, that's your time to cry and to hate and to do all these things. You know, and at times, even by yourself or not by yourself, you really wish you were dead because you can't believe that somebody could treat you this way. What have you done so bad where you have to be treated this way? I try to figure out all the time. Everybody is their own individual person, and everybody has their own individual ways. And when we are coming together as a couple, we have to learn to not accept the bad things, because that doesn't help in this situation, but to accept that I'm not that person you were with before. I don't know, because when I come out of a relationship, I do this. I do everything that I could possibly do to save that relationship. I do everything I could possibly do in my mind and that I know to do, so that when I walk away, let me say it, when I walk away, that person no longer exists in my world. I have no regrets whatsoever. I don't have to say, well, what if I would have tried this? Or what if I would have tried that? No, I don't have to say that. You say, I'm just going to make up a name. I don't even know what name to make up, but anyway, let's just say they said his name, and I said, who? You know, you used to date him. No, who is it again? Because honestly, that person is no longer a part of my life. I just let it go. So then when I go into another relationship, I'm not going to say, hey, you act like boo, 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 boo. Because each person is individual. And a lot of men have similarities, just like a lot of women have similarities in what we do in life. So you can't say, because I threw my pants over in the corner, that I was cheating. Or as soon as you come in, you took a shower, you must be cheating. Just because your previous relationship did that doesn't mean that's in your current relationship. Doesn't mean that you have to put your hands on somebody to control. Because all this is power and control. You want to control that person as if you have the right to control them. Nobody has the right to control except for your parents when you was underage. After that point, the only thing that controls you is the law. As long as you follow the law, that's what controls you. No other person should have that power to control. No other person should want that power to control. If you can't take care of yourself and make the correct decision, what makes you think you can take care of another person and control them and tell them what to do, how to sit, how to stand, how to dress, how to eat, how to cook, how to do all this stuff? If that's the case, why don't you do it your damn self? If it's that serious, how come you're not doing? See, you're telling me what to do, but you won't get in there and do it. You want to come home to a clean house. Now, this is what always cracks me up. And I tell people in a heartbeat, I am not a housekeeper. I tell men in a heartbeat, you might as well hang it up with me. I'm not a housewife material. Don't expect me to be that. But then you come home and you say, the house ain't clean. Okay. How do you know the house wasn't clean? Especially when you got kids. This is what cracks me up. When you have kids, you know more than clean a house. 2 minutes later, that house is in disarray. You clean it up again, it's in disarray. I don't care if you clean it 5 minutes before the man is to walk in the door. The kids can tear up a house in 1.2 seconds. But nobody never takes that in consideration. The house is filthy. It's not filthy. It's lived in. See, you either want a home or a house. A house is where you come in and everything's clean, in perfect place, all that stuff. That's a house. A home is lived in. Toys, clothes, stuff like that. Nothing perfect. It's lived in. You need to make a decision. Do you want a house or a home? Because if you wanted a house, you should have never got married and had kids. Because once you get married and have kids, you're making a home. That means it's lived in. That means these kids is going to tear it up. That means you come in and throw your clothes anywhere as well. Let's just say. I'm going to say it again. If you want a house, be by yourself. You want a home, that's when you have a family. But you can't sit here and control what another person does. You really just can't. So, you know, when this is going on, you could be as strong as you want, but at the same time, you're weak. Because that little girl in you is crying. The grown woman is making excuses. The little girl is crying. It's just a sad, sad situation that we could justify being beat on, abused, whatever you want to call it. We can justify it for one reason or another. It's really, really sad because this is something that has always been behind closed doors. Yeah, in recent years, it's coming out in the open. Yes, they have a place to go where, you know, you can hide. But really, no, because because there's always one woman in that place where that man comes and picks her up from. Don't you think if one man knows, several men knew? Because if one person did it, several people did it. And then, you know, how comfortable do I feel if I know a girl that's in there, her man coming to pick her up? What makes me think her man ain't going to tell mine where I'm at? See, that's the whole thing. That's what people don't get, is you have to think, there is absolutely nowhere to run. Because the more you're in your relationship, the more places you take them. You take them to your best friend. You take them to your mom's house, your dad's house, if your parents aren't together. Your cousin's house, your grandparents' house, your friend out of state. You have no place to go, because the longer you're in that relationship, the more places you take. Where are you gonna go? At some point throughout this, you have to forgive. I'm not saying forgive him. Forgive yourself. And forgive yourself for being in this situation. Start loving yourself. I'm not saying, because there are certain actions that you do that make people think that you are now cheating on them. So you can't, like, if you weren't doing your hair and your makeup and stuff, now all of a sudden, boom, you're doing your hair, your makeup, you're dressed in a certain type of way. That gives off the vibe that you are cheating because you look so happy. If you're going to be in that house, you can't make those dramatic changes and think that the abuse is not going to happen. Because you know, and I know, it is going to happen. Because it doesn't look right. How is it that you're happy all of a sudden? That just doesn't happen. But I will say that if you do forgiveness and love yourself, you will find a way to be happy. But the thing is you have to forgive yourself. It's hard. It's really hard to forgive yourself because you don't even know how you got there in the first place. I know that at some point he says he's going to change. I know that you go to counseling and he seems like he's going to change. I know he goes to anger management and it seems like he's changing. A person changes when they want to change. If they feel their back is up against the wall and this is what they have to do to keep you, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to do it to keep you. Understand what I said. They're going to do it to keep you. It's not a true change until he wants to change or she wants to change. Let me be politically correct, because it happens on both sides. Change, it looks good. It looks good because they're doing everything. They're saying the right things. They're doing everything. But think about it. After the abuse happens, you either don't talk about it or he brings you flowers to say, I'm sorry. I'm changing. I will change. He knows the words to get you to stop at that point. So what makes you think by backing him into the corner and having him do things that you thought was going to save your relationship is actually hurting your relationship? Because now you're under the false hope of the change. that you pushed him into, not something he wanted. He doesn't want to lose you, but doesn't mean he's really going to change. Because you're pushing him into change. It's like pushing somebody into marriage. It's like giving somebody an ultimatum. If you love me, you'll do this. If you love me, you'll do that. Do them ultimatums work? No. They don't. They cause more problems. So, if you think pushing him or her into the situation is going to help, it's not. You're just giving yourself false hope. And the sad part about that is, when you give yourself false hope like that, when something happens again, it's more devastating than if you just left it alone. Let's think about it. You had a good night, you ate dinner, you laughed, you enjoyed yourself, you felt like we're back to normal. You go and have sex, you're relaxed, you're in his arms, you start to talk, and one wrong word came out and he flipped the script on you, and you're like, what just happened? Now he's calling you out of your name, yada yada yada. You're like, wait a minute, what's going on? I don't understand. And the more you say, what's going on? I don't understand, the more he's escalating. The more you're like, oh my God. Because now your heart is out on your sleeve because everything seems so perfect. Then now you have to go back to that hardness that you thought that you were going to let go. So now every time you go to have sex with this person, you're on guard. You don't want to have it on your sleeve. Because let me tell you, and everybody should listen up real well, because I'm going to tell you the real. When you're in an abusive relationship and you have sex with your mate, and you have your feelings on your sleeve because you just feel like everything, the world is where it's supposed to be, and they lash out, do you know what you feel like? You feel like a hoe. I'm gonna be real with you. You feel like, I was just tricked to have sex, to now be that name calling whatever woman now, because now he got his rocks off and he's good. So now he can go back to being that jerk. That doesn't feel well. It just doesn't feel well. It makes you feel like a hoe out on the streets. I'm going to be real with it. And that's not good. In no means. Love and affection never will be the same after that. Because now you're always on guard. Always on guard. You trust none of your emotions anymore. You don't even believe in love anymore. You don't believe that anybody knows how to love. And you're not even loving yourself. So there is no love whatsoever. I'm not saying, let me be frank about this. I'm not saying people cannot change. I'm not saying that. It's a rough road to get to that change. But what I will say is that trust and emotions of the person who has gone through that change with you, the one who was abused or talked bad to or whatever you want to say, hit on, whatever, that person will never be the same. So when you change from your abusive ways, you expect things to be a certain type of way. But it's not, because that person, no matter what, they'll trust you, but they're not going to trust you with their emotions. Because see, the pattern has always been, whenever you let your guard down, whenever an incident happens, it's more devastating than the incident before. So when people say, just shake it off, it doesn't work that way. Because this is all emotion. See, with men, they don't function on emotions like women do. Women function on emotions. Everything on their body, now let me say this again, everything on their body functions off of emotions. If you make them emotionless, and then because you change, you think that they're going to get that emotion back, you're highly mistaken. They'll trust you with everything but their emotion, because you have devastated that emotion so many times that on that, they don't trust you with. Can they learn to trust you with that emotion? Takes a long, long time. Am I going to say because you changed that relationship could never move forward? No, I'm not going to say that. Because the relationship will move forward. You just won't have that ultimate emotion with that person that you had in the beginning. That person loved you to the ultimate, wanted to marry you and have kids by you, adored you, would do anything for you, be happy that you came home from work, be happy to spend time with you, was just loving life. You blew that candle out. The first strike, you blew that candle out. They tried several times to relight that candle. And every time they relit that candle, here comes that power and control. So you blew that candle out. You blew it out so much, it don't even have a wick on it anymore. That's an emotion that is hard to earn back. That's an emotion that you never, ever want to take advantage of. Because you might love that person to the ultimate. You don't understand why you are being the way you are being with this person. You don't understand why you power and control. There's something that went on in your life prior to this person, whether it's when you were a kid, whether it was when other relationships, whatever the case may be, when you finally get down to the bottom of what your issue is, that might take care of your issue, but it doesn't take care of their issue. See, because all the I'm sorry's, or just not talking about it and act like it didn't happen, or you were too drunk to remember, or whatever that case may be, didn't do nothing but hurt the relationship. Didn't help it. Because you're lying to yourself as much as you're lying to them. Are you sorry that you hit that person? Maybe. Do you feel bad? Maybe. But do you show that person that emotion of you? No, you don't. Because you want that power and control. Every once in a while, you might cry and feel bad and say this and say that. But that's when you're drunk. Can you say it when you're sober? I don't want to hear nothing about anything when you're drunk. I want to hear the real shit when you're sober. But see, you don't even want to face what you have done when you're sober. This is why the relationship, even if you change, the abuse is still there. The fear factor is still there. Because as soon as you raise your voice or you get that certain tone, all that shit comes rushing back because of all the times you said, I'm sorry, or all the times you act like it never happened. So when you do that certain tone, any behavior, the same way you judge that person upon another person or situations that happen in your life, the same way you judge that person to feel that it was okay to put hands on, to feel that it was okay to talk down on, whatever the case may be, that emotion that you have is now the same emotion you gave the person that you love the most. They feel the exact same way. So every time you have that action, every single time you do that action, or you do what makes you have that action, drink, get high, whatever, as soon as they see that, their face turns, they have avoidance, they're not talking as much, but because you're so into self, you don't even pay that any mind. Because see, they're going back to that behavior because of the behavior that they see from you. The same thing you judge them on from somebody else. But they're actually judging you from you. Not nobody else. You. So when you say to that person, you're not giving me that chance. I change. Blah, 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 blah. Why are you yelling? Remember, that's what you used to do right before you slapped her across the face. Punched or choked or whatever the case may be. And like I said, I'm not being biased. It's just easier for me to say male because I'm a female. But it's the same thing the other way around, whatever the case may be. But remember, as much time as they took with you is as much time you need to take with them and understand what they're going through as well. Because it doesn't change overnight. I don't care if you changed your behavior. It's been 2, 3, 5, 6, 10 years. And you have a flare-up of old behavior. All that shit's gonna come rushing right back. It's gonna come rushing right back on that person. Because you never forget fear. You know what you fear. What do you think they fear? They love you to death, want to be with you. But when you do that behavior, that fear comes right back. Everybody has a fear of something. Think about what your fear is. Now that you know what your fear is and how you feel about that fear, how do you think they feel when you give them the rush of that fear? Understand the change. I do. And I applaud you for changing. You changed, but have you made the effort to prove or help? I don't even want to say prove. Help your mate get out of that fear. Have you done that? Or do you just feel like because you changed, they should automatically be grateful for the change? Because if you think that they should be automatically grateful for the change, you really haven't changed. Think about it. Be grateful that you changed? No. But if you can take the time with your mate and hold their hand and take baby steps to make them feel like they are worthy of life. Because remember, you blew that candle a long time ago. You have to help build them up. everybody around them can build them up, but until you build them up, they will be where they're at. They will be hurt. They will have pain. They will look at you and be happy that you changed. But then they're waiting for when the bomb is going to go off. Because you've changed so many times before. This time, take their hand. Talk to them. Make time for them. I don't... Flowers, gifts, that doesn't do anything. Take time. Listen. Stop running your mouth about yours and listen to them. How well do you know your mate? Through all this, how well do you know? Do you know their likes, their dislikes? Do you know what hurts their feelings? Do you know their favorite color? What do you know? Because you were so busy controlling, what do you really know about that person? Because what you didn't pay attention to, with all that you went through, that person shut down on you a long time ago. Stopped talking a long time ago. That person never talks about feelings. They only talk about surface stuff. Have you paid attention to that? The only time it seems that you get an emotion, a raw emotion, if something's wrong with you, something needs to be done medically, whatever the case may be, you see that all the time. But you see that, but what I meant to say is, do you see that all the time? No, only on certain occasions. But did you pay attention to that? Nope. Did you realize that? No. So think about it. If you don't know them, you don't even know their favorite color. Okay, you've changed. But what have you changed? That you don't hit them. You don't talk bad to them. But you still ain't treating them like a person. Because you don't know nothing about them. You're still not getting to know them. You're not taking them by the hand and taking baby steps so that you can move forward in your relationship. You're leaving your relationship right where it was, an abused relationship. Until you take the time to help that person come out of that abusive relationship, even though you stop hitting, even though you stop talking mess, that doesn't take the abusive relationship out of it, because that person's waiting for the bomb to drop. You have to take that person by the hand and guide them to be able to get past that. Not just assume, because I'm doing right, they're going to get past it. It doesn't work that way. Have you even talked to them about it? Not that the person really wants to talk about it, but the thing about it is, it needs to be talked about. Because if it's not talked about, it's still open. It's still an open wound. Because if I'm not good enough for you to talk to me about it, I'm just going through the emotions, waiting for the bomb to drop. Think about it. Treat that person like a human being. Talk to that person. Take that person by the hand. Walk that person through different stages. Lift that person up. Treat that person like you've never treated them before. Show them they matter. Show them they're number one. Show them that you don't have to have sex to be intimate. There's much more to it. Get in sync with that person. Figure it out. Don't leave that wound open. Because that wound can stay open for the rest of y'all life. That means you will never have complete enjoyment in life. So with that being said, it's been my pleasure talking to you today. I hope this helps someone out. Because being abused is a rough situation. It really, truly is. Not only does it affect the people involved, it also affects the children. And I will do one on the children and their effects later on. But for now, please take care of your relationship. God bless.